live from 7:30.
And in fact, there's a preview of the London Jazz Festival on tonight's jazz lineup in an hour's time. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 10 o'clock. Time now for World Roots. In the second of two programmes recorded on location in Albania, Lucy Duran heads south.
Wow, we've stopped at a really magical place. This is a vast mountain lake which is shrouded in mist, but not so much that you can't see that it's surrounded by dramatic mountains. This lake has a very special significance for me. This is Lake Ohrid, and I have driven down the other side of this lake through Macedonia many, many times. In those days, you could not get into Albania for love or money. But here I am, with my guide and friend, Edit Pulai.
Well, geographically, yes, it is Ohrid Lake. But as you know, Lake Ohrid is divided between Macedonia and Albania. And we recognize this part as Lake of Pogradec, due to the beautiful city of Pogradec.
And what's really exciting is that where we're heading now, to the south of Albania, is to a place where there is some of the most beautiful music in the world, the polyphonic music of South Albania. Probably the most distinctive style of music here in Albania is music that involves many voices, polyphonic music. And the expert on that music is Professor Vasil Tole, So please, in very simple terms, what is isopolyphony?
Isopolyphony is folk music, of course, which has in center the ensemble of the choir. The choir without instruments and different voices which sings over a drone, over an iso.
So you have very specific rules for yes. how isopolyphony works.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So just explain to me who these four voices are, what they do.
The most important voice of the choir is iso. Huh?
The drone.
The drone. But please, iso is better, iso. Because iso is a kind of democratic voice, because it means people who are together and speak and sing on the same time. After this, we have three soloist voices. The isopolyphonic music starts with starter, who is the first voice.
And what does that starter do? Give me an example how it would...
The starter transmits to the others the level of the sound.
Like the pitch?
Like a pitch. It's very important. For example, Janina Cipana Sita. Yes, after this, the reaction of isopolyphony is open.
So that's the starter. The starter does a single short melody which orientates the other parts. Yeah. And now what do the other parts do?
If you try to find a meaning from the name of the voices, you can understand everything. The starter is the first one who start. The cutter is the voice who, on the moment when the starter stay, he try to cut the melody.
You're doing something as if you were chopping a log of wood or
yes,
something.
Yes, but not a counterpoint like in Western music, you know? For Janina Cipana Suta, the first one. The second one.
That's the
third one makes like this. When all the three soloist voices stopped, on this moment, start the iso,
the drone.
And they continue together. To explain in a visual form. If you start the melody from the top of the mountain, on the top is the starter. He sing and make
a descending line.
Yes. On the middle level of the mountain is waiting this second voice, the cutter. After the cutter is the thrower. And when you are on the sea level, this is the iso.
Vasil, tell me what you think is the origin of this music. Do you think it's from the ancient world?
Yes, of course. I believe that this music belongs to the ancient Epirus. It's a polyphony born from the pain. From the pain of the people who crying and weep for the dead people.
So it's a lament for the dead.
Yes, but it's wonderful how the Albanian people, during this ritual of lamentation, produced the isopolyphonic structure. And later on, the isopolyphonic music, which comes from the dead, was used from the people and for the joy.
Can I ask you to tell me what ancient Epiros was? Because for me, Epiros is the northwest of Greece, but it went beyond that. It included southern Albania.
I believe that it was not a kingdom, it was an ethno-cultural...
sort of geographical
region. And it's something amazing related with the isopolyphonic music, because this culture, this mourning culture, is directly related with the Hades.
Hades.
Sorry.
Hades, ancient Greek, yes, inferno.
And do you know where is the Hades territory? Just no more than 10 kilometers from the Albanian Greek border. There is the underground world, and if the spirits of the dead people goes to the Hades, above this territory are the people who singing, crying in Issa Polyphony.
So in the ancient Greek world,
yes,
Charon, who was the god, the ancient Greek god who greeted the dead,
yes,
and took them into,
yes,
Hades,
yes,
he stood on the border between Greece and,
yes,
Albania,
yes,
and accepted the dead
and
there.
Do you imagine that the customs between Greek and Albania is entitled Chafai Botas?
Which means the ravine of the world.
Yes.
And so on the other side of the ravine
is the Hades.
Hades. So there is an actual geographical place where this river goes underground.
Yes, yes.
And you've been there, and it smells.
Yes, yes.
And it smells. What does it smell of? The dead?
No. Sulfur.
We may not get to the entrance of Hades. In fact,
yes,
I sort of don't want to go there, frankly.
Yes, yes.
But definitely to hear Iso Polyphony in its context, we need to go to the south of Albania.
Of course.
Where should we go?
You must go to enjoy the vocal choir of Iso Polyphony in Girokastra and, of course, in Vlora, Valona. And if you want to enjoy, how to say, the urban music of Iso Polyphony accompanied by instruments like clarinet, violin, please go to Permeti.
Çıkandan bir biline male zamaran malme hey oho
a really beautiful spot that we've stopped at on our way to our next location. We have a ruined castle in front of us, and we have this beautiful city kind of tumbling down the mountainside. Where are we, Edith?
We are in Girokastra, and the castle in front of us is the Girokastra castle. Our leader, Enver Hoxha, was born here, so basically this was his town.
The leader of your communist regime.
Communist regime, dictator, Enver Hoxha. Which we could see his house from here, which now is turned into an ethnographic museum.
And what have you brought us to here in this stunning historic town?
We are here to hear the root of Iso Polyphony, a group from Girokastra who is called Ergiria, who work very hard to sustain and maintain the Iso Polyphony of the South.
I'm just being offered some raki by the Iso Polyphonic group up here on the mountain of Girokastra, and it is 10:30 a.m. and they're now on their second round. So it just seems like raki accompanies everything here.
Yes.
Especially music. Music and raki, they go together.
Absolutely. Polyphony without raki, it can't work. The songs would not flow. Otherwise.
Okay, in that case, gezuar.
Haydi gezuar.
Kjo është këngë mbetë morë shokun mbetë balad vajtimi.
This is a song about a soldier who was sent as a soldier in Ottoman Empire and came back as a dead person.
Mbetë morë shokun mbetë.
te jurës që besë.
Okay, Lucy, the song we just heard, which was, we just said, a simple lament, has got very powerful lyrics for what I heard. And it's, if I do just a simple summary, would be a soldier who's gone to Turkey. He's the main character, so he's speaking or he's singing as a dead person. And he's sending basically a message to his back, to his family, saying, if my mom asked for him, tell her that I got married with death. And if she asks who were my bridesmaids, I'll tell her they were the vultures eating my body. So basically, it's a very powerful song about a dead person as a character of the song.
So this lament really comes out of 500 years of loss of sons during the Ottoman rule here in this part of the world, in Albania.
Yes.
Këngë për luftëtarët e luftës nacionale shlirimtare.
Okay. This is a patriotic song about the heroes of Albania, of all generations, the real heroes. It's from the villages surrounding Gjirokastra.
Pranja vesela gudhena, vjenë Te pelena.
All along this mountain road, we keep finding these enormous flocks of sheep, and we stop, and each flock of sheep have a different set of bells tied around their necks. And this one, their bells are tuned exactly to the pentatonic scale of this region, to the music of South Albania, and this kind of aleatoric, totally random way that you hear the bells is just like the isopolyphony of this region. I mean, what's going on today? Is this normal?
Well, we have a shepherd just in front of us, so shall we ask him?
What? Yes, please. What's he saying?
Yes, today is the day. The
what?
Day where all the shepherds, together with their flock, start migrating towards the mountain, the high mountain of Permet. And from today, they return in November. So today starts the season where they take the flock up there for the whole duration of summer.
So it's just by sheer chance that we are driving along this road today of all days and have heard all of these incredible bells. Can you ask him about the bells? Are they specially made?
Kemi bler.
They bought them in Greece.
You bought them in Greece?
Kemi bler.
He's saying that they bought 5 pieces and it cost them 2 million lek, which would be like £1,500. Just for 5 bells and 2 kambor, the big thing.
The big bells?
The big bells. Apparently they're quite different. And the kambor, or the big bell, is for the leader of the flock.
Uh-huh. So, what is the purpose of the bells? Is it just to help you? Is it just to help you find where the sheep are?
He's saying it's only for our pleasure, so we hear them.
So you just love the sound of these bells?
It's all for fun, for pleasure.
And so, will you spend the whole summer up the mountains and then come down in the in November?
5 months they will be there, up in the mountain.
And you've been doing this for 25 years?
Since during communism, where there was no private, well, cooperative socialist structure. So now he's doing it for himself, but before has done it as an employed by the government.
Are things better now?
Yes, better now.
Better. You're free, you can do what you like.
It's my business and it's my work and my profit, so.
You've been very kind to stop and talk to us, and your sheep are disappearing. You better go out and find them. Have a safe journey.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Where we are going to Përmet, the beautiful town of Përmet, and we're going to listen to the saze of Përmet.
The saze is the instrumental music.
Yes.
But Përmet is famous for its music, isn't it?
Yes, very famous. This kind of isopolyphony is very typical, and although it's part of this region, as far as I know, I always associate that music with Përmet, so for me that's the authenticity of the saze.
If this countryside is anything to go by, we're going deep into traditional Albania here.
Yeah.
The
song we are going to play now, it's called Why You Tambourine Are Not Playing. So it's a song dedicated, and it's a conversational song about tambourine, a very characteristic instrument of our town.
Moita, moita, tambourine.
That astonishing voice that we heard, the lead singer, is Donika Pezzalari, who's with me. Donika, there are two voices. You're the lead singer, and then there's a second voice. What's the relationship between the two voices?
Kënga për me tare, un që vogël, jo që vogël,
always Isa Polyphony has been sung with the starter and the follower. So it's the relation between these two voices, it's what makes the music so particular and so special.
Do you live here in Permet?
Jo. Kam 16 vjet që kam ikur në Athinë.
No, I don't live in Permet. It's been 16 years since I left and based myself in Athens. In the beginning of my emigration, I was missing a lot playing music. My husband is a clarinetist, and slowly, me singing, he playing, we started to slowly to build the group.
And why did you leave this beautiful town, Permet?
The reason, of course, the reason why everyone left, including me, to go abroad, are economic reasons. Like all Albanians left in this hateful year of 97. So after settling in Greece for 5 years or more, of course the Greek never gave us the permission to come back or to go back. So once you are there, you are not allowed unless for special occasions, like would be for Easter or something like that. So after 5 years in Greece, I learned that it's a festival in Berat, the city of Albania, and I was so determined to come back, knowing that I don't have passport to return. So I take my daughter with me, we come to Albania, go to Berat, play at the festival, and then was the issue of how do I return to Greece, back to my family, where my husband didn't join us, he remained in Greece. So I decided to go on foot. I take my daughter on my back. She was a young baby. And then we crossed the river, crossed the mountain, arrived at the checkpoint and said, my daughter is very sick, so I'm just taking her to Janina Hospital. And the guard let me, and that was the story.
It seems like a lot of your songs, Donika, are wedding songs. Is the wedding a really important time for this music?
Po. Po. Kënga për me tare është këngë dashurie, këngë që i këndon dashurisë. Më të shumtat janë këngë erotike.
Our songs are mainly about love, and they celebrate love. And of course, emigration. We have experienced emigration before and after the Second World War. Due to economic reasons and not having enough work, so people traveled, but not necessarily abroad, but even moving from one town to town, like go to Korça, find work, or... However, I could say that the hardest out of all this emigration tradition, as is in Albania, the present one is the hardest. I remember in one occasion, being myself an emigrant, I remember one occasion when I was singing in a festival, the song goes, the lyrics are women waiting for their men who have left to work abroad, women waiting by for them, they could come dead or alive. That would be the lyrics of one of the emigration songs. So when I was singing that song in one of the festival, the director was trying to light my eyes in order to make me show like I was crying. And they were trying to manipulate all this situation because they saw I could not cry. And I sang this song without any tear in my eyes because I never experienced myself on my own skin the pain of emigration on my skin. Now that I'm myself an emigrant, every time I leave to Greece, I cry my eyes out every time I cross the border.
So there's a fabulous fragrance here now on the table around us because some raki, local homemade raki, the fire water that this town, Permet, is so famous for and that apparently inspires so much music. And the musicians have invited us to a round of raki. So I think it's time to say cheers in Albanian.
Gëzuar!
Gëzuar!
Kanuja to burime, ti moj buskara filja ime. A kanuja to burime, ti moj buskara filja ime. Ti moj buskara filja ime. O, mana, mana, mana. O për beline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane.
Në mjeruj moj me të rën tënde, e ti moj vajza moj për me tare. Në mjeruj me të rën tënde, ti moj vajza moj për me tare. Ti moj vajza moj për me tare. O, o për beline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane. Duhemi moj të gjithë e dima, e nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. Duhemi të gjithë e dima, nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. Nuk e fshehi moj dashurina. O, aman, aman, amane, o për beline, për kokën tënde, aman, amane.
One thing that it's really hard not to notice in this country are these concrete bunkers, which are just everywhere, everywhere. I mean, in the most beautiful landscape, suddenly there's this kind of ugly, concrete, mushroom-shaped bunker, loads of them. So, I mean, why? What are these bunkers, Edith?
Well, there are 700,000 bunkers all over Albania.
Good Lord, 700,000.
Yes.
So this was Hoxha?
All Hoxha time. It started after we broke with Russia, then with China, then with all our neighbors. So obviously when we were completely isolated, our leader had a constant paranoia that we will be invaded. And so he built those bunkers, which took a lot of money, a lot of effort, and our economy was ruined, in fact, by just building this concrete, because we also had them just in front of our houses in the
Tirana.
Capital, yes. Every neighborhood had his own bunker in case of invasion. It was a hiding place. And in fact, the earliest memory of my childhood would be one of these experiences where a siren would go in the middle of the night. So on hearing the sirens, the whole family would take just the most essentials, like a blanket and maybe a bottle of milk or whatever, and just take the grandparents, take the young kids in the hands, a very fast maneuver of how to react. And then you would go in those bunkers, the whole neighborhood, and you would stay there for hours and hours until the sirens would go off, which was to inform us that it's over. And all this, we'll find out, was just an exercise. And it happened all over the country simultaneously. So you would have the whole Albania hide it on those bunkers simultaneously.
Well, that would have been a good time to invade. The country would have been empty.
Yes, but the bunkers where we are just standing would be for soldiers. So on that siren, military would take position on those bunkers facing the sea, just in case some Anglo-American boats were appearing and they would be ready.
Well, just behind us, these mountains rise up very, very sharply, extremely high, and I can see there's a really zigzaggy road that climbs up that mountain. And that's where we're going now. We're going to a mountain called Logara to hear a wonderful group, Gruppi Bilbili, the Nightingale Group.
Moje vogla no lomo, moje voglo. Moje vogla no lomo, moje voglo.
Really doesn't get much better than this. We're over 1,000 meters up the mountainside in a very old pine forest with enormous pine trees all around us, with birds singing. There are clouds coming down over the edge of the mountain, and we're in this field to hear one of the most celebrated polyphonic groups of Albania. They're actually from Vlora. They've come specially to this place to sing for us. There's seven of them, and one of the things that makes this group, Gruppi Bilbili, unique is that there's a flute player in it, and his name is Vendim Kapay. There's another instrument that you've brought here, which is a double flute, and I know that that is a really ancient instrument. But tell us about the double flute.
The two instruments,
yes, definitely. Double flute is as old, or I would say in the same time as the flute. And they are very ancient instruments, and the story goes as the straw field was burning, the wind passed and the remaining straw started to make this sound. From that, the shepherd started to make holes and more holes in the straws. And then it reached the 8 holes, which is do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do, the notes. So the difference between flute and the duiare, the double flute, is also the flute is mainly for shepherds, while the double flute is it's for shepherds with goats.
The
goats seem to be not as calm as sheep, and the shepherd with sheep just plays the flute and they all gather around him. They don't seem to move or to be disorientated. And the goats, on the other hand, when the double flute is played, wherever high in the mountain they are, they start descending. So they prefer it, it seems.
Ashtë za që shkon të vrizi, dale, dale. Ashtë za që shkon të vrizi, dale, dale. Ashtë za që shkon të vrizi, dale, dale. Moj pustani në kushta grisi, dale, dale. Moj pustani në kushta grisi, dale, dale. Moj pustani në kushta grisi, dale, dale. Shoqeja që më germisi, dale, dale. Shoqeja që më germisi, dale, dale. Derozi umu brave, dale, dale. Derozi umu brave, dale, dale. Derozi umu brave, dale, dale.
The lead singer of the group is a woman by the name of Tahira Bojani. Tahira, I hear in Albania, I keep hearing the word qef, which means joy, fun, enjoy yourself. So it's the spirit of enjoying yourself that seems to be such an important part of life here in Albania. And at the same time, Tahira, it's as if your music, your polyphonic music is all about mourning, in fact. It's about lamenting. Why is that?
Kur ulemi për të kënduar ose për të...
Yes, of course, qef is part of us too, and in the gatherings like weddings or celebrations or just for fun as we gather and we sing only lyrical songs and love songs, would be one song or two just as a remembrance and not to carry on with the sad part of it about emigration, because lots of our sons have... It's like including them in those celebrations by singing one or two songs about emigration. It's a part of our life also.
You're not just singing songs that you've inherited. They're actually songs that express something, some deep personal experience.
Po, pa diskutuar që gjithë Shqipërinë, jo vetëm jugu.
Yes, I would say the whole Albania, not just South Albania, has been affected by this, but especially the past 20 years and the tragic events that have happened.
What tragic events have happened?
Ngjarje tragjike kanë ndodhur shumë.
Yes, the tragic events, I would count the terrible 28th of March 1997, where 88 women, men and children sunk trying to escape, and many, many other after that, people living on the rubber boats trying to escape and sinking, attempting to go to Italy. Many losses like that. Even those who escaped now returns wealthy, car, fast, and off they go out of the excitement. And there have been many accidents like that, but they calculate like losses of emigrants. So it's not like someone living here dies. It makes a big difference being an emigrant having a car crash than someone who lives here and has a car crash.
Para dormir, que marshatin dhe kazman do veteti zbuloj varo. Do marshatin dhe kazman do veteti zbuloj varo.
Gruppi Bilbili recorded especially for World Roots in a pine forest on the Logara mountain in southern Albania. World Roots was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. And just to say, you can see photos and more details of the trip online. You can also listen again to the programme via the Radio 3 website. Next week on World Roots, Lopa Katari heads to Copenhagen for musical highlights from WOMEX, the annual gathering of the world music industry. That's next Sunday evening here on BBC Radio 3 at the same time, 10 o'clock.
On BBC One.
Summer in the polar regions and the sun never sets. Imagine a single day that lasts for months.
Sir David Attenborough explores a world beyond imagination. The arrival of summer at the poles.
Some polar animals will face great challenges as their ice world vanishes around them. Others must use this special time wisely, for summer's riches will not last.
Frozen Planet continues with the life and light of the polar summer. Wednesday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Well, back here on Radio 3, if you'd like to take your Schubert nocturnally, there's a chance at 1 o'clock tonight as Through the Night sets off with a recent performance, Valery Gergiev conducting of Schubert's Summer Journey, as it's been called, his ninth symphony, the great C major symphony. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's just gone 11 o'clock. Time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Fear not, the jazz forecast for the next 90 minutes is looking good. I'll be profiling Weather Report's iconic bassist Jaco Pastorius in the company of musician and bass player extraordinaire Lawrence Cottle. And he'll reveal to us his plans for a special tribute to one of the most influential bass players of all time, who would have turned 60 this year, so stay tuned. Kevin Legendre will be here to preview some of his highlights from this year's London Jazz Festival. And there's concert music from drummer Tom Bancroft's new project, Trio Red, featuring pianist Tom Corley and the man described by Bancroft as half-fruit, half-fridge, bassist Per Zanussi. To start things off, pianist Peter James, who describes his own personal musical journey as an exploration of the tensions between form and freedom, aiming within his compositions to leave room for the unexpected whilst being mindful of the individual players he's writing for. His rhythm section are pals from his days at the Royal Academy of Music, Jeremy Brown on bass and Thomas Hooper on the drums. So from his recently released second album, Soul Story, let's hear Headlong.
Thank you.
Peter James Trio with Headlong from their new release, which is out on the Mulberry Tree music label. And that track, written by Peter, is one of the 11 beautifully crafted compositions on this CD. And there's great interplay with his band members, Jeremy Brown on bass and Thomas Hooper on drums, throughout this stellar recording. Next up, a preview of this year's London Jazz Festival in the company of Kevin Legendre. Before we hear from Kevin, let's have a listen to one of the artists playing at this year's festival, clarinetist Aaron Gosch, and a track from one of his highly anticipated second release, Primal Odyssey. The album features contributions from the current BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Shebaka Hutchins. From the new recording, we're going to play The Red Fort, which perfectly demonstrates Aaron's influences of South Asian music fused with a funky contemporary jazz edge. On this recording, he's dropped the piano and tabla, which featured so heavily on his debut CD, Northern Namaste. And this time he's gone for a solid quintet, with the brass doubling on many of the tracks to give it a much heavier sound. Have a listen to this.